It's 37 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets here on this Tuesday as we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we continue the back and forth up 1 week, down the next. 3 weeks ago, we had beans up 28, the next week down 35. This week, we're down yesterday, back up today, but not near as much in numbers. Yesterday, beans were down 1 to 2 after being mixed. Corn was down 2 to 3 after being mixed. Today, we have corn back up 1 to 2 and beans back up 1 to 2. Wheat's also up 1 to 2 after yesterday being down 5 to 6. So we continue the sideways pattern. Weather forecasts or weather talking about South America pushing and pulling. When they talk about dry weather in northern Brazil, prices go up. When they talk about rains coming back into northern Brazil, prices go down. Worldwide, we have lots of grain available, and as a result of that, prices don't go very far to the upside. On the other hand, we have to have really bad weather for them to go back up some, and those weather forecasts are going to continue in the southern hemisphere and then push us around here for the year. So at the moment, corn up 1.5 to 2, beans down. Beans are up 2 to 3 after yesterday being the opposite. And in the last 2 weeks, 1 week up, the next week down, the next week up, the next week down, continued back and forth. We do eventually expect things to turn around and gradually go up into the spring, but we haven't got to that place where we've seen or we've been told that we've had the lows for the year yet. So continuing sideways trade on grains at the moment.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. Have yourself a great Christmas.
Have a great one.
That's Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois. And taking a look at some of the other markets here this morning, looks like the Dow is trading fairly flat in the early trade, up just 2 points at 17,254. S&P 500 is up 2 points at 2,023, and the NASDAQ up 5 at 4,974. Another thing that could have an impact on things as we move along is just watching that crude oil. And it's still trading just below $36 a barrel. Last check, just up 13 cents at $35.94. Brent crude is down 21 at $36.14. Natural gas also trading lower, just under 3 cents lower at $188.30 in the early going. It's 8:58, 37 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Let's see what's happening weather-wise here. Cooler, mostly cloudy skies for the forecast today. The high 46 degrees with southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Shifting to the south this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. A chance of rain after midnight. Temperatures will rise up to 50 degrees during the overnight hours with south winds 10 to 15. Things could get a little lively tomorrow. Breezy, warmer, showers and thunderstorms with a high of 65 degrees. South winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, and there is at least a slight chance of a little severe weather tomorrow evening, so we'll keep you posted on that. Tomorrow night, breezy, mostly cloudy, rain likely in the evening with a low of 41. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 25, shifting to the west after midnight. Cooler for Thursday, partly cloudy, the high 49 degrees, mostly cloudy for Christmas Eve, then turning partly cloudy overnight, the low 34. Christmas Day, partly sunny skies and a high of 50. No white Christmas in these parts with those temperatures staying up around the 50-degree mark. Next chance of rain is back in Friday night with near-steady temperatures in the lower 40s and rain likely throughout the weekend. And again, our highs will cool off a bit. We'll be back down in the mid-40s for the day on Sunday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 37 degrees at 9 o'clock.